بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والبيجن إن شاء الله نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته كتاب أسرار الصوم ومهماتي. So I want to talk about some of the fazail, some of the virtues of fasting. Last week we talked about some of the deeper meanings of why we should fast and why it's important for us to fast spiritually. One of the reasons, if you remember, was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us all with desires, shahawat. We call it shahawat. For example, we have desire to eat, we have desire to drink, we have desire to have sexual relationships. All of these things in of themselves are permissible. Eating is halal, having sexual relationship with your family, with your wife is halal. All of these things are Lizati in of itself is permissible. Also, Allah has given you strengths. For example, one of the strengths that we have is ghadab, gussa huna. Now, gussa is not something to be, anger is not something to be destroyed. Anger is not something to remove. Right? People think that, oh, you have to remove anger. You have to manage your anger. When do you become angry? To what extent does a person become angry? These are things that Islam teaches us to do. So Islam doesn't tell you to remove these things. It tells you to control these things. But what happens, because we're weak, these things, like the desires of eating, sexual relationships, these things, sometimes people become overwhelmed. They engage, they eat too much. Then fajr meh is difficult. Then people engage in zina. All these things, these are the result of engaging in extremes. Then some people go to the other extreme, where they don't want to even get married, or they don't eat much as well. Islam doesn't even say this as well. Islam says everything should be in moderation. Now, the reason that we do fast, one of them, is that it's a prescription for us. It's a dawa for us. It's an ilaj for us. Downstairs, we have a pharmacy. The doctor, you go and see him, and you say to the doctor, I have this bimari. The doctor looks at you and he says, for you, the cure is this. Take this tablet 3 times a day for 10 days, example. Now, if a person takes 5 a day, then he's going to put himself in danger. If a person takes 2 a day, then he's not following the prescription. So in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this prescription that from sunrise to sunset, from dawn till dusk, you don't eat anything. Now a person tries to be clever and he says, I'm not going to eat anything for the 30 days. He thinks he knows better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like he thinks he's better than a doctor. The doctor, after 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 20 years of expertise, you think you know better than him, right? Similarly, a person says, I only fast for half a day. I'll fast for an hour or two. This doesn't even fulfill. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that everybody fasts at the same point. Every Muslim globally fasts during the month of Ramadan. He doesn't leave it up to me and you to choose. Otherwise, if you're like me, you'll pick the shortest month of the year, December Mekalnu, right? So that's Allah's wisdom as well. And we all do it together. Remember I said, when we do something together, it gives strength to one another. When we pray namaz together, there's a unity there. When we do hajj together, there's a unity there. Right? When we do fasting together, there's a unity there. Because Islam is built on unity. Right? If a person just starts praying namaz at home, he'll become lazy. We've all been in this phase in our lives where we become lazy. We pray namaz, free namaz here and there at home, and then inshallah from now on, only Jummah will pray in the masjid. No, Islam is all about doing work together. That's why we're a community. Young, old, everybody's part of the ummah. Everybody's part of the community. So these are things to bear in mind. And when we eat too much, when we lose control of ourselves, our desires, then we have problems. Then it's easy for our nafs to take control of us. And it's also easy, you see today, shaitan has also, it's more easy for shaitan to take control of you as well. That's why in the month of Ramadan, shaitan is locked up. One of our enemies, Allah puts him away, right? Because Allah wants us to be close to him during this blessed month. So alhamdulillah alladhi a'zama ala ibadatil minna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the greatest of favors. Lamma dafa anhum kayd ash-shaytan wa fanna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has moved shaitan away from us and his tricks. Yeah? Allah has guided us in terms of what we need to do to protect ourselves from the tricks of shaitan. Yeah, you can see them sometimes when people are talking to one another, they're backbiting. That's a trick of shaitan. When people are watching TV and they're watching things that are not going to benefit them in the akhirah, that's a trick of shaitan. That's what shaitan wants you to do. He wants you to waste your time. Ghaflat me. Yeah, so how many of us, if you look at ourselves, how much time do we waste during the day? How do we spend our time? How do we spend our evenings? So this is important to bear in mind. وَرَدَّ أَمَلَهُ وَخَيَّبَ ظَنَّهُ Allah has made it such, Allah has destroyed shaitan, he's made him zalil. إِذْ جَعَلَ الصَّوْمُ حِسْنًا لِأَوْلِيَائِهِ وَجُنَّهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting. The word his means like a fortress. Like a fortress, up there we don't have them, but if you go to Jerusalem, you'll see the fortress around. If you go to old cities, you even have them in England in certain places, historical sites, a fortress. So fasting is a fortress. Hisnan li awliya'i wa junna. Wa fata'a lahum bi abwab al jannah. Allah has opened up for us the doors of Jannah. It's for us to claim the doors of Jannah. Subhanallah. Wa arrafahum anna wasilata shaytan ila qulubihim. That he has told us that the way shaytan gets to your heart, the way shaitan gets to your heart is what? Ash-shahwat, desires. When a person loses control over his desires, what happens? You open a door for shaitan. You close the door for Jannah and you open a door for shaitan. Remember, shaitan gets to your heart. How does he get to your heart? For example, sometimes he whispers in your heart, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ وَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ And Allah also says, there's a jinnat, but also insan do that as well. You know how people say, oh, look at Abu Sab, look at the way he's, look at this, look at that brother, look at this. This is also waswasa, this is a form of waswasa, because it's evil whispering, because you want to cause a disharmony in the community. Yeah? So this is a trick of shaitan, that we start looking at the faults of one another. Oh, you know, look at his brother, where did he get this from? Look at his sister, where did she get that from? This is what causes disharmony. This is why our religion is very strict on these things. When a person is backbiting, we tell him straight away, stop. And if you can't tell him to stop, then we walk away because you're a partner in that haram act. Even if you stay quiet. Say, Maulana, I was quiet. I didn't say anything myself. I was quiet. Now you were the partner as well, because this is such an evil sin that you stay. You don't even engage in it. You don't even engage in this. وَأَنَّ بِقَمْيَهَا تُصْبِحُ النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ So very beautiful. He says, once you have control over your nafs, once a person has control over his nafs, his soul becomes mutmain. Alhamdulillah, I'm happy. Once a person doesn't want too much money, once a person has his family in check, he has himself under control, then he's nafsul mutma'inna. There's three levels. The Quran mentions this. Inna nafsal ammaratun bisu. One of them is the nafs. Nafs is always telling you to do evil things. Then a person moves to a higher level, even when he sins. The worst level is when a person disobeys Allah and he doesn't even feel ashamed of it. Allah protect us. He's doing zina, he's looking at haram, and they're not even feeling bad about it. You know, they're just like, oh, this is normal. In fact, some people even justify it. Yeah. But next level, a person moves his way up, then he feels bad after his sin. Oh, you know what? I wasted my time. Allah nabanda, you know, I said this thing, I shouldn't have said this. That's also a good state. That's the next level up, because he's blaming himself. Then the highest level is nafsul mutma'inna. They're at this level of mutma'in, yani bulkul, they relax, satisfied. Yeah. So Allah makes us from there. Nafsul mutma'inna. And when a person has their desires under control, they'll become nasul mutma'inna, and they'll become from those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, Amma ba'd, fa inna sawma, Imam Ghazali says, fa inna sawma rub'ul iman. Fasting is a quarter of your iman. 25% of your fasting, he says, is a quarter of iman. How is that? How is fasting a quarter of iman? You only fast once in a year, 30 days. How is it? So he says, بِمُقْتَدَى قَوْلِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ And this is how he does the math. The Prophet ﷺ says, أَصَوْمُ نِصْفُ الصَّبْرِ That fasting is half of sabr. Fasting is half of sabr. If you're good at math, you'll understand this. Fasting is half of sabr. Then he says, بِمُقْتَدَى قَوْلِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ الصَّبْرُ نِصْفُ الْإِيمَانِ And fasting is half of iman. Does that make sense? So he says, the first hadith says that fasting is half of sabr. Fasting is half of sabr, and sabr is half of iman. Goya ke fasting, he says, it's like a quarter of your iman. This is very important rukun, a very important pillar of our religion, fasting. But it's also very, very special for another reason. And I'm going to go through this now. ثُمَّ هُوَ مُتَمَيِّزٌ بِخَاصِيَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ بَيْنِ سَائِرِ الْأَرْكَانِ It has a special khususiyat. Fasting has a special khususiyat from all the other ibadat, Imam Sahib is saying. From all the other ibadah that you do, your hajj, your zakat, your namaz, your salah, all of these things, fasting has a special khususiyat. What does it say? It's قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي مَا حَكَاهُ عَنِ النَّبِيِّهُ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rasul says, Allah says this, كل حسنة بعشر أمثالها. When you do a good deed, جب آپ کوئی نیکی کام کرتے ہو, how much ثواب do you get? What's the minimum?
10.
Times by 10. Minimum. کم از کم. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can increase it up to 700 or even more. Depending on your ikhlas and all of these things. But which is the one that doesn't have a limit? Illa suya. Fasting has no limit to the reward that you will get for it. And what does Allah even say in the hadith? فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. That you're fasting for me. And I will give you the reward for it. So Allah says, مَدْهِمْ وَعُقَى. I will give it to you. And when Allah gives you something, what's it going to be? The best of things. You're not going to be able to count it. So don't waste the month of Ramadan. Maulana is 2 months away. Abhi to kya? Nahi, abhi say you prepare for it. That you're mentally ready for it, psychologically. You know what? I want to get the jaza from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Allah in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That Allah will give the ones who are patient, sabr karne wale. And they're always patient, not sabr just once. You know, Ali says something to me, or I say something to Ali just sabr once. The next day he loses his anger. No, not like this. He's always patient. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah will give them their reward بغير حساب, without any accounting. It'll just be reward upon reward. Because sabr is a very great thing. Sabr is not an easy thing. You know, hum kehte hain, bhai sabr karo, bhai sabr karo. Jo halat mein ho, when people are in that situation, only they know how hard it is to do sabr. And sometimes people make you angry, they say bad things about you, they do ghibat about you. To remain patient is a very big, big thing. Yeah. So Allah says, I'll give you the reward. Why? Because sabr is also sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look around you. How many people disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In this one night alone. In this one night alone, Friday night alone, how many people will be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many people will be mocking Allah and His religion? How much bloodshed is taking place around the globe today? But Allah is remaining patient. Can we do this? We can't do this. So this is what, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ وَالصَّوْمُ نِصْفُ الصَّبْرِ. And fasting is half of patience. Fasting is half of patience. And فَقَدْ جَاوَزَ سَوَابُهُ قَانُونَ تَقْدِيرُ الْحِسَابِ. And Imam Ghazali says that when Allah gives you reward for sabr, there's no, you can't count it. You can't take count for it. وَنَاهِيَكَ فِي مَعْرِفَةِ فَضِّهِ قَوْلُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Prophet ﷺ makes a statement. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. He makes a qasam. In whose hand my soul is. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا خُلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ. You know, people say, oh, the bad breath that comes out of a person that's fasting. What does the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? La khulufu fami sa'im. The smell that comes out of a person who is fasting, atyabu inda Allah min rihil misk. It is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the smell of musk. Yani, in other words, Allah loves the smell that comes out of a person when he is fasting. This is what Allah loves. يقول الله عز وجل إنما يذر شهوته وطعامه وشرابه من أجلي. That he's left his eating, he's left his drinking, he's left his halal acts, which are normally halal for him, sexual relationship with his wife, all of these for me, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالصوم لي وأنا أجزي به. That fasting is for me and I will give the reward for it. So imagine how many fasts you keep every year of your life. In the month for Ramadan, Allah gives you tawfiq. How much reward Allah has kept for you. وَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And in Jannah, there's a door especially for the people who fast. لِلْجَنَّةِ بَابٌ يُقَالْ لَهُ الرَّيَّانِ. Ask Allah to let us go for the darwaza, the door of what? Rayyan. But this is for people who are fasting. Allah make us from these people. So when you ask from Allah, Allah make me from those people who go through the door of Rayyan into Jannah. وَهُوَ مَعُودٌ بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي جَزَاءِ سَوْمِهِ. قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Rasul Sallam says something very beautiful as well. لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. The person who fasts, he has two moments of joy. He has two moments of joy. When is the first one? فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ إِفْتِارِهِ. When the muazzin does azan, bye, alhamdulillah. Especially in the month of summer, mashallah. When the muazzin, you know, we hear here, we can hear it. Usually I have to make the announcement, right? When's Maulana Harun going to make the announcement? Sometimes I have to do a bayan, I'm late by 1 or 2 minutes. Look, people get panicked. Sometimes we mess it up a little bit. What happens? So Rasul says, فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ إِفْتِارِهِ. And that's a good place. That's when you should be happy as well. You should be happy at that time because you fasted for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when the second happiness comes. When does the second happiness? When he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gives you one joy here, and he gives you best of joys in the akhirah. So when you're thinking about, when you're breaking your fast in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, imagine the buzz you get. Imagine what will happen when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fast that you kept during the month of Ramadan. So don't spoil your fast. And we'll talk about this in the next few weeks. Don't fight. Ramzan, hamare Muslim mein nahi hote because I don't tolerate it. I don't allow it to happen in this masjid. I don't tolerate any nonsense in this masjid. But we shouldn't fight with one another. We shouldn't argue with one another. Pyar muhabbat. Har roza rakhte. Everybody keeping roza. Youngsters, elders. Hamare youngsters, mashallah, here you'll see in the month of Ramadan, our youngsters are helping khidmat. Usse Allah Ta'ala will give them hidayat and bring them close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our elders are praying Quran. Everybody's doing a little bit of work. Everybody's tired. People come from work. Hamare aksar musalli, they go to work 9 o'clock. Especially in summer, they don't get much sleep. Then they go to sleep after work and they come here for us. So that's why we keep us late for them. So they can come have some sleep. Everybody's tired, but everybody helps one another. And we have a healthy iftar here. No samosas, no pakoras. Healthy iftar. Why? We want you to have sustenance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you great rewards. But don't spoil your fast by fighting. Sometimes it happens, you get a little bit angry with your spouse, with your wife. Have the conversation now that don't make too much. Let them do some ibadat as well. Maulana has always tell us. وَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ bab. Everything has a door, bab. وَبَابُ الْعِبَادَ الصَّمْ. If you want to do ibadah, fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَوْمُ الصَّاعِمِ عِبَادَةٍ. One hadith, Rasul says, even the one who's sleeping, the fasting person when he's sleeping, sometimes تَجَّتِه. You go to sleep for a couple hours in the afternoon, or sometimes you sleep early after iftar, after sehri. You go to sleep after fajr. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even this is ibadat. Ye bhi ibadat. Aapka sona bhi ibadat hai. You go to sleep, maybe you sleep on a weekend if you're really tired, 4 or 5 hours. This is ibadat for you as well. So this is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for you, because it's halal for you to eat. It's halal for you to drink. It's halal to have relationship with your wife. But you're stopping this for a short period of time for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا دَخَلَ الشَّهْرُ رَمَضَانِ. When the month of Ramadan enters, فُتِحَدْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. The doors of Jannah are open. In other words, Allah's mercy is open for you. Mango, jo kuch mango, ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ. And the doors of Jahannam are closed. وَصُفِّرَتْ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And shaitan is locked. People say, Maulana, but the shaitan's locked. Why do I still have these cravings? Why do I still continue? Sometimes people do still the bad things, right? Because you've got the habit from shaitan. Shaitan has so much asar upon you. You've allowed him to have so much asar upon you that you can still, you know, like the habit still stays. But now shaitan's no longer here, so now you can defend yourself. Now you only have to worry about your nafs. How do you control your nafs? So, wanada, then the caller from the heavens says, wanada munadiya. Hamdunay sunte, we can't hear this. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. What does he say? The caller from Jannah says, Ya baghi al khair halumma. Oh, you one who wants to do khair. Karo, do khair. Give zakat, give sadqah, fast, pray Quran. Do all of these things. Do these things. Do it in the month of Ramadan as much as you can. Wa ya baghi al shar. And that person who wants to do evil, aqsur, like stop, rokir, stop. Stop what you're doing. Come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waqi says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. When you get to Jannah, inshallah, not so long from now, I always say to people, it's not so long from now, Allah will say to you, this is in the Quran, كُلُوا, eat, كَهُوا, وَشْرَبُوا, pure, drink, هَنِيئًا. Lani hani, in Arabic we say هَنِيئًا لَك. Congratulations to you, satisfaction to you. هَنِيئًا, honey, you know, you hear in Arab say this, هَنِيئًا, هَنِيئًا. So you'll be said, this will be said to you in Jannah. Hani'an, Allah says in the Quran, Bima aslaftum fil ayyam al khaliyah. Aslaf means salaf, from what you did in the past. And it was all the effort that you made in this dunya, the sabr that you had to endure, the hard work that you had to do, all of this, Allah says, you will get all of this in Jannah. Kulu washrabu, eat as much as you want. Jo khana ho khana. There's no halal, there's no need to watch out for gelatin, there's no need to read the ingredients, there's no need to text Maulana Harun, say, Maulana, can I eat this? Take a picture of your food and say, Maulana, can I eat this chocolate? None of this. You can eat whatever you want. Kulu washrabu hani'atun bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliyah. And he says that this is the fasting month, because you fast in the month of Ramadan is beautiful in Islam. Everything that you do in this world, هذا عبادت, it has a ta'alluq with the Akhirah. Every ibadat has a ta'alluq with the Akhirah. In the month of Ramadan, in this world, you fast, you don't eat. So Allah gives you ta'alluq in the Akhirah. What is what? That you get as much as you want in the Akhirah. This is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقد جمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في رتبة المباحة بين الزهف الدنيا وبين الصوم فقال إن الله يباهي ملائكته بالشاب العباد فيقول رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم says in one hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this month so much in the month of Ramadan. أيها الشاب التارك الشهوة لأجلي. You got youngsters going for jama'at right now. Allah accept them. So Allah says, all you youngsters, because when you're young, you're in your prime. You can do everything. You can get engaged in all sorts of haram acts if you wanted to. أَيُّهَا الشَّاب التَّارِك who leaves his shahwat. He controls, they control their haram acts, they bring them under control, they engage in ibadah for my sake. Allah's addressing, it's beautiful, Allah's addressing youngsters in the month of Ramadan as well. Allah's addressing young people in the month of Ramadan. أَلْمُبَذِّلُ شَبَابُ لِي who spend their youth for my sake. They spend their youth for my sake, not wasting their youth, but utilizing their youth. This is why it's so important that we give tarbiyah to our children, grandchildren, that they don't waste their youth. We don't let them live in ghaflat. Anta indi ka ba'di malaikati. Allah says, Rasulullah says, that you are like some of my angels. Allah counts you amongst his angels. This is why, you know, in our masjid, musalla, when we have youngsters, Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam loved children. We know from many ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved children, his own grandsons. We know from, I'll do this in the month of Ramadan, we know that in one khutbah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Darmiyan khutbah, Darmiyan, have you ever seen Imam Sahib do this? That khutbah day where he saw Hassan and Hussein. So what did he do? He stopped his khutbah, he went, he brought them here. Then he continued with the khutbah. This is Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, these are authentic hadith. In one hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was praying namaz. They climbed on him. It need days sijda mete. He was in sijda for so long. One sahabi, he says, I was looking at him like this. Okay, something has happened to him. But he didn't want to disturb the child. This is our teacher, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're pure because their hisab hasn't even started yet. Kiram and katibin, have they started writing about them? No, they haven't. In fact, they even have the fragrance of Jannah. Why? They've come, they're new to the dunya. Speak compared to me. Anyway. Our hisab kitab has started. They are people like angels. They are like angels almost because they are so pure. So important bear this in mind. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ Allah says to who? The malaika. Ya malaikati. Oh my angels. أُنظُرْ إِلَىٰ عَبْدِي Allah says, look at my slaves. You know, if you remember in Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, what did the malaika say to him? Why are you creating these people? They're going to waste fikud dima, they're going to kill one another. وَنَحْنُ نُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ We praise you, we honor you, Allah. Why do you need to create this? So what does Allah say? إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ I know what you do not know. So Allah says to the malaika, أُنظُرْ إِلَىٰ عَبْدِي Dekho, look at these people. تَرَكَ شَهْوَتَهُ وَلَذَّتَهُ وَتَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي They've left their food, they've left their drink, they've left their pleasures. They've left all of this for my sake. All of these things they have left for my sake. The malaika can't do this, right? Because they're creatures who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to control ourselves in the month of Ramadan. Allah says in the Quran, فَلَا تَعْلَمْ Nobody knows. نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنْ You don't know, I don't know what Allah has kept for us in Jannah. We don't know. جَبْ وَهَا punching and we'll be like, oh, this is amazing. Nobody told me this. I would have done more. May all ibadah karte, if I had known. Min qurratu ayun, coolness of your eyes. When you see it, you'll be like, alhamdulillah. You know, 60 years, 70 years, 30 years, however long you live. Allah give us a life, long life, full of khair, inshallah. And you live this long, you have so much difficulties. Everybody has their own difficulties. Huh? And they say, oh, you know what? When I get into Jannah, it was all worth it in the end. It was all worth it in the end. Jaza'an bima kanu ya'malun, because you made the effort in the dunya. Qila kana amaluhum as-siyam. Some ulama say, what's this reward for? It's because of fasting. This effort of fasting. لِأَنَّهُ قَالْ إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ جو صبر کرنے والے ہوں, they will get their reward بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ without any reward. فيفرغ للصوم أجره إفراغا وإدراكا وجرير من يكون كذلك لأن الصوم إنما كان له إنما كان له ومشرفا بالنسبة إليه. Okay, then the Sheikh continues. He says fasting, and this is the point I want to make, and inshallah end after this. He says something very, very interesting. Remember when I said that fasting has a special significance compared to other ibadah, like namaz, like zakat, like hajj. Remember I said this at the beginning? Fasting has a special significance. What does he say? That fasting is like, he gives the example here, like the whole earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the Kaaba has a special significance. Baytul Haram, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that place has a special significance. That's also the place of Allah, belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the whole heavens, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For two reasons, fasting has special significance. And I want you to take this away, inshallah. Number one, أَحَدُهُمَا أَنَّ الصَّوْمُ كَفٌ وَتَرْكٌ. When you're fasting, you're abstaining from things. People put the parda on the TV. I don't know if that still happens today. They cover the TV. That used to happen when I was younger, because we had a big box TV. Right? Now people have the flat ones. You can't even tell now. Fast time has moved. People cover the TVs, and mashallah, there's zikr taking place in the house, and there's fikr taking place in the house. May Allah make it something that happens all the time. وَهُوَ فِي نَفْسِي سِرٌ. And when you stay away from these things, the amal that you do in fasting, that you stay away from, eating, drinking, sexual desires, these are things that are generally nobody knows about. When you eat, generally, you eat, unless you eat publicly, you eat at home. Obviously, when you have sexual relationship, you have it in private space. When you're drinking, generally speaking, you have it in a private space. So nobody even knows about it. فَجَمِيعُ عَمَالِ الطَّعَادِ بِمَشْهَرٍ مِنْ خَلْقِ وَمَرَى. But if you look at all other ibadat, if you look at fasting, when you stay away from these things, these are hidden things. Nobody can look at you and say, by looking at you, that this person is fasting. Does that make sense? Dhikr koi nahi, unless you say it themselves. In the month of Ramadan, we know people are fasting because it's the month of Ramadan. But namaz, you can see someone paying namaz. Zakat, you know someone's giving zakat. Hajj, you know somebody's going for hajj. But when someone's fasting, you can't tell. So this is something that's secret about fasting. Nobody knows about it. Somebody might even, in the month of Ramadan, for example, they might come across as they're fasting, but they might be eating at home. But in most cases, fasting is something that's hidden. Nobody knows about it. It's a secret thing, isn't it? Nobody knows that you're not eating. Right? So this is something that Allah has kept for us. وَالصَّوْمُ لَا يَرَاهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. But fasting, only Allah can see it. جَبْ أَبْ رُوزَي رَكْتِهُ. Only Allah knows about it. Nobody else knows about it. فَإِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ فِي الْبَاطِنِ بِالصَّبْرِ الْمُجَرَّدِ. This is something that only Allah knows. And it has this khasiyat about it, that you can't fast to show off. Sometimes people pray namaz, Mawlana Ziyad, I'll pray long rakats now. I'll do lambi sajda, I'll do lambi ruku. You know, I'll do the extra long dua. Everybody's watching me, so I'll do a long one today. No. But fasting, nobody knows. So it's a secret that's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second reason, أَنَّهُ قَهْرٌ لِعَدُوِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Who's our greatest enemy? Shaitan. Fasting is one of those things that overpowers shaitan. Shaitan is humiliated when you're fasting. He's not here, but when you're fasting, he's not here anyway. But it's one of those things that it overpowers shaitan. فَإِنَّ وَسِيلَةَ الشَّيْطَانِ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ الشَّهْوَانِ. How does shaitan get to you? Desires. When you eat too much, you engage in too many sins, it opens up the pathway for shaitan to get to you. That's why people become overpowered. That's why ibadat is very important. Continuous ibadat is very, very important. It's a protection, zikr. And not sinning as much as you can, and making tawbah and istighfar as much as you can, is very, very important. Most aham thing. وَإِنَّمَا تَقْوَى الشَّهَوَاتِ بِالْأَقْلِ وَالشَّرْبِ. How does your desires become strong? By eating and drinking. Eating too much, drinking too much. Eating and drinking is halal, obviously, but eating too much is what happens. People become tired, and then haram acts become easy for people to do. وَلِذَلِهِ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَيَجْرِي مِمِنْ إِبْنِ آدَمْ مَجْرَدَّمْ. The shaitan runs through you just like blood runs through you. That's why, for example, listening to haram music, because that's coming through the ears, it goes to the heart. That affects the heart. Looking at haram, that goes through your eyes into your heart. These things are very, very important. Nowadays, unfortunately, we live in a world where these things are no longer seen as problematic. You know, like TV screens now, people say, oh, it's okay to watch. I'm not watching any music, but there might be something on there that's impermissible to watch. You wouldn't want your daughter to be seen like this. You wouldn't want your wife to be seen like that. But people see as it's become normalized. And when we open our phones now on WhatsApp, you know, the groups, things are shared that you would never, you would, 10 years ago, people would never look at things like this. So Allah give us protection from this. So this is something to bear in mind. I'll talk about all of this in more detail later on. The final thing I want to say, and I'll end with this inshallah, very, very important. فَلَمَّا كَانَ السَّوْمْ عَلَى خُسُوسِ قَمْعًا لِلشَّيَاطِينِ وَصَدًّا لِمَسَالِكِهِ وَتَضْيِيقًا لِمَجَارِيَتِهِ اسْتَحَقَّ تَخْصِيص بِنِسْبَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Because fasting is the very thing that humiliates shaitan, the enemy of Allah, is also the very same thing that pleases Allah. Can you see the connection? The same thing that Allah loves, that's the same thing shaitan is going to hate for you. Can you see it's opposite? So shaitan is humiliated. He doesn't want you to fast. He doesn't want you to pray namaz. He doesn't want you to do things that Allah loves. When you do things Allah loves, the enemy of Allah, he is humiliated. When you do things that Allah hates for you, then shaitan becomes happy. So this is why fasting is one of those things that Allah loves so much, because you're humiliating his enemy. He refused to prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aba wastakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. He was too proud. And this is what Ramzan teaches as well, to remove pride from our heart, to remove Fir'aun. Fir'aun had pride in him. Shaitan had pride in him. You know, main who? Do you know who I am? Ab jante ho main kaun hu? Do you know who I am? Like this. This is what Allah doesn't love this. Allah doesn't love. فَلَا تُزَكُّ أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Don't praise yourself too much. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. You can have titles before your name. Doctor this, professor this. But Allah knows who is the best of people. Yes, of course, there's a difference between respect. But if people have titles, you should respect them with those titles. If someone's a Maulana, for example, he studied in Darul Uloom, we should call them a Maulana. Even if they're not practicing properly, we should still call people by their titles. That doesn't mean we don't call them by their titles, because our deen teaches us to respect other people. Very, very important. I don't want people to make use some JK. We shouldn't call people by their titles. In fact, our ulama even tells, even if you're classmates, amongst yourself, you can call each other names, by their names. But when you're in public, call them by their titles, because that's a form of respect in our religion. Someone's a doctor, someone's a maulana, someone's a mufti. These things are very, very important as well, to have respect for them. So, قال الله تعالى إن تنصروا الله ينصركم. Beautiful verse in the Quran. If you help Allah, Allah will help you. Sawal, how can you help Allah? How can you help Allah? إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. Allah will keep your feet firm. What it means when you do nusrat of Allah, it doesn't mean Allah needs your help. What does it mean is that when you start making effort, فَبِالْجُهْدِ, you're making effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will come and give you hidayat. Number one, let me tell you something in the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You we worship, and from you we seek help. سوال پیدا ہوتا ہے, why does Allah say عبادت first, and why does Allah say help second? سوچو, Surah Al-Fatiha, ہر رکعت میں پڑھتے ہو, what does it mean? إياك, Allah could have said إياك نستعين وإياك نعبد. What does Allah say? إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. First, we worship you, Allah. Number two, ثانيا, Allah says, then we seek help from you. What is Allah telling us? What is Allah telling us? You tell me, what is Allah telling us? نعبد, worship. We worship you and we seek help from you. What is Allah telling you here? Worship him? Yes, go on. Your duty is to worship me. First, you worship me, then I will help you. Aajkal you log kya kehte hain? Allah is not helping me. Allah is not doing anything. But you know, you're praying your namaz. Are you fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa taala? Jo farz hai apne upar. Are you doing that? Iyyaka na'bud. First, you worship Allah. Wa iyyaka nasta'in. Then you ask from Allah subhanahu wa taala. You don't turn up to the office for work 9 o'clock in the morning and you say to the boss, I want my paycheck. Anybody do this today? No. So why are you doing this with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You worship Allah. Not because you want something from Him. Number one is you worship because He's told you to worship Him. But you can only seek help from Allah if you're worshipping Him in the first place. If you're following His ahkam in the first place. If you're staying away from haram in the first place. So this is very, very, very important. Allah says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَمْ سُبُلَنَا. Whoever strives in my path, we have a jamaat going out this weekend. Alhamdulillah, Allah accepted. They are doing jihad in the sense of they are striving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُ السُّبُلَ. Allah says, I will definitely guide him to my path. Every single child, every single person that's gone out Jama'ah this weekend, Allah will definitely guide them, inshallah. Everybody that makes effort in our community on every Sunday, they go out and gush, Allah will definitely guide them and their children, inshallah. Jahadu, you have to make the effort, Allah says. Right? If you don't make effort, don't expect anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And not just effort on yourself, but on your community. Right? On your community. Important. It's easy for me to come here and give lecture. But who from us is willing to give qurbani for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah does not change any community until they change themselves. La yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. To talk about politics slightly. Yeah? People say, oh, Muslims are suffering over the world. Like, of course they are suffering. Allah alleviate their pain and suffering. But how many of those fellow Muslims are fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of them are coming to the masjid regularly? How many do we get in Fajr? 10%? 5%? How many do we get regularly in our masjid? 10% of the ummah? Maybe 5%? 4% maybe? Yeah. Or how many of them actually even pray? So we need to fulfill. In tansurullaha yansurukum. If you fulfill your duties to Allah, Allah will definitely help you. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. This is theology. We can complain about other people. We can complain that these people are doing this, this people is doing that. But what are we doing in fulfilling our rights to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Anyway, this is what Ramadan is teaching us, going back to the month of Ramadan. Number one, that it is an ibadah. Fasting is an ibadah that is hidden. Nobody knows that you're fasting. Nobody knows that you're not eating. Nobody knows that you're not drinking. Nobody knows that you're staying away from relationship with your wife, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike other ibadah, hajj, everybody knows you're going for hajj. Everybody knows that, you know, when you put the ihram on, you leave, everybody knows. When you're paying namaz, it's visible, you can see it. Zakat, when you're giving money, everybody can see it. Fasting is one of those that only Allah can see it, right? And also fasting is one of those things, one of those ibadah that directly reduces shaitan's ability to engage you in sin. And because shaitan is the enemy of Allah, Allah loves what you're doing. So it's very, very important that we get our mind right for this month. We literally have under 2 months. If you look at the moon yesterday, you'll see it's going to start becoming a full moon, and it'll start waning, waxing and waning of the moon. But the next time that happens, we're in another month. The next time that happens, we're in the month of Ramadan. So we need to make effort. Allah give me the tawfiq. Allah give us all the tawfiq, inshallah, to prepare for the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. Barakallahu feek. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.